Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tara. How are you going?
I'm good. Tell me about this rain gauge. What's going on?
Well, I went out to check the rain because we record for Bureau of Meteorology about 6 weeks ago, and there was 0.4 of a millimetre in it, and I didn't think we'd had quite that much. So I looked a little closer, and it was actually had a bit of colour in it. So I got a bit suspicious.
Let's go and have a look at this rain gauge. So we're just walking into the paddock that the rain gauge is situated in, Tom. This is a rain gauge that you collect data for the Bureau of Meteorology?
Yes, that's right, Tara. So it has to conform to all the standards in terms of height above the ground and all that. Stainless steel. It's half buried in the ground. The top of it is probably, top edge is probably about 300 millimetres from ground level.
And it's round, cylindrical, and I suppose it doesn't really look like your usual type of rain gauge that you have on the post outside the front gate.
No, not the plastic fantastic that most people have stuck on a post somewhere convenient.
And how long have you been recording rainfall for BOM4?
Probably about 40 years now.
So a couple of weeks ago, as you mentioned, you came out and there was a reading in there, but it didn't quite look usual. What was it?
My winemaking background came to the fore, and I thought I needed to apply the sniff test, and it was decidedly foxy.
So how much did you record?
On that occasion, 0.4, although I hadn't checked it the day before, so perhaps he'd made a couple of contributions.
Should we see if he's made any last night?
Okay. No, totally dry.
Dry as a whistle, which seems unfortunately quite similar to the way the season is at the moment.
Certainly is. He's on a couple of occasions since he's made a contribution, and they've only been about 0.2, so I think he's been affected by the lack of moisture as well. Actually dried him out a bit yesterday. My dog managed to get after him, and I think he might have lost a little bit of moisture in that process.
Now, you mentioned your dog, Buster, who's standing here behind us. How do you know it's not him making this contribution, Tom?
I usually make sure I get to the gauge before him. He refuses to pee in his pen, so he's usually got a fair bit stored up. So I'm very conscious of that because he has a lot of potential. I reckon he's a half-inch dog.
So this fox, do you think he's deliberately weighing on the rain gauge?
Well, I think he does tend to wind the dog up. I'm sure he goes past the dog's pen every night with his tail high in the air and gives him the bird or something. But because my dog hates foxes.
It really does give a whole new dimension to that age-old tale of the long-legged dog and the short rain gauge, doesn't it?
It certainly does, yes. But fox pee is very distinctive in the aromatic area anyway.
Well, I tell you what, in your hand here, you've holding this very fancy camera that I've managed to bring out from town. I reckon we see if we can catch him.
I reckon we'll give it a go.
Let's get a star picket or something and we'll attach it to it.
All that for that.
All right, so the post's in. Let's get this camera up.
Wire. Good luck, camera.
All right. It's all set up.
Yep.
I'll see you in a couple of days.
Okay.
Tara, Tom from Daly Up with the rain gauge. I think we've got something.
All right, I'll pop out and see you.
Okay, see you shortly.
Do you reckon you've got him, Tom?
We'll never know till we inspect both of our catching devices.
Well, let's have a look at the rain gauge first, shall we? Oh, there's a bit in there.
0.2 of a millimetre. And the sniff test is a bit sus. See what the camera got.
Let's collect the camera and see what it got. Moment of truth, Tom.
I can't watch.
Let's see if we've got anything.
That's this morning.
Oh, no! So, Tom, we've just had a look at the footage from last night. We didn't get him.
they're noted for their cunning, aren't they? I reckon he did it from a distance.
So we're about 8 metres away at the moment. He's got to have quite some power on him if he can get it from 8 metres without us seeing.
Well, he's under pressure. He knows that.
All right. You've put a new post in. We're going to realign slightly and see if we can get him tonight.
Good luck.
So, Tom, we've just reviewed the footage, and for the second night in a row, that fox, he's outsmarted us.
I don't know how he did it, Dara. He certainly made a contribution, only a small one, but we certainly couldn't spot him.
We couldn't, and you even made sure that the camera was working last night as well, I see.
Well, I went out there to change the cylinder in the rain gauge, just to be sure that it wasn't the dog, because he was safely penned up. And yes, I went out and changed that, and it seems like there was a bit of activity after that.
So what are you going to do? I mean, do you just keep letting this fox hang around your rain gauge? What do you do?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm wondering if the Bureau may put an adjustment figure in for my particular rain gauge, or are we just hope that we get enough rain shortly to dilute it.
Well, Tom, as a kid, I used to fancy myself quite the Nancy Drew. Thank you for helping me partly achieve my childhood dreams. It's been a real mystery, and it seems that we'll continue that way.
It's been a lot of fun, Tara. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Neil Bennett, you work at the Bureau of Meteorology in Western Australia. We've heard the story about the low-lying rain gauge and the dog with the tall legs, but a fox, have you heard that before?
I haven't heard of a fox, no. The mysteries of yellow rain are fairly common, especially on clear days when you know that there's no cloud out there and all of a sudden the rain gauge is reporting something, your suspicions are raised, but yeah, dogs I've known about, but foxes, no, that's a new one.
So is it something that the Bureau has to take into account, given that there are, you know, hundreds of these rain gauges on farms around the nation that are monitored, well, I suppose, out in the open for anyone to contribute to?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we do. I mean, when the reports come in, they are all quality controlled, so we do check them. It's not like we just put them in completely unaltered, so we're looking at them to make sure that they do meet the quality control, and obviously if there are no rain reports in surrounding gauges and you know that the day was clear and sunny, then your suspicions are raised when it's coming in with 20 millimetres or something like that.
So Neil, just finally, any words of advice for farmers who do have bomb rain gauges on their farms?
Well, the most important thing is to check them regularly and to make sure that there aren't any blockages in the little opening that takes them down into the funnel, because it's quite common for there to be little specks of dirt to get in there, small pebbles or whatnot. So just make sure that they are routinely inspected and that there aren't any blockages, because obviously we need to keep as accurate a record of this precious wet stuff as we possibly can. But yes, yellow rain is a fairly common occurrence, I'm afraid.